Nathaniel X with Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q.
You can breathe the man, know how to. strong. I got myself and I got my song. I am happy most of the time, most of the time. But I need somebody
shut your mouth and get in line. You pay the price and you fall behind. Stand up straight and fall in place. Don't fall back, keep up the pace. Don't let them see the sweat roll down your face.
Thank you. Take your time and make the sound. The choice is up to you. One was out and who knew how to tell you what to do. Take your hands and make a break. I hope your head is clean. Remember the green grass will be right here. Stomach in your chin up high. Listen, but don't look me in the eye. Over here, you're over there. We all on the same page.
See, yeah. Only, only. Anybody else like to come up and take a bow?
Thank you.
Castanho X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
Thank you.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
36 Jesuífe Commander Q.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
All right, it is 9th, 2022 at about 4:15 p.m. Walking along Newman Road, almost walking along Newman Road, Milk Gross, Massachusetts. This is volume number, I've forgotten. This is volume number 248 of my voice journal. It is the second one in my reviving the classic voice journal format, which is just me talking, basically alternating volumes. Hello. Alternating volumes with the Creature Tale volumes, basically every other one. And this time I'm walking after work instead of at lunchtime, which may be a better time to do this. I don't know. Maybe I'll alternate. Maybe I'll do both. Either way, this volume has begun here and now. I've recorded the history of these voice journal, brought up to speed the comments on how they've been, how they are, where they're at, etc. And now I want to talk a little bit more about what I've been writing. And what's interesting about what I've been writing is that I would not have had much to say about it back in 2011 or so, last time I revived these classic voice journal type recordings, because it was just starting at that point. So that will be a fun thing to record this time. What I've arrived to is something I call the Great Grand Braided Narrative, or Gerger Burton for friendly. What this is it is the culmination to this point of everything I've been writing in terms of braiding them together. Now, these projects that are currently braided together are not intended to share the same storyline perpetually, but I wanted to bring them together for this instance because I thought it would be interesting to do so. Actually, the idea came, it's been percolating as things long percolate in my mind because of back in 2011 and 12. Well, in 2011, my dear friend Jim Burke died in December 1st, and I can't say the relationship between the writing I then did and his death. I don't know if they were cause and effect in any way, shape, or form. I didn't set off to write some kind of large dirge for him, and really, he plays not a large or greatly direct role in all this writing that came later. He plays a minor role, but he always did play a minor role in one form or another. I simply kept him playing a minor role, kept him along. Anyway, what happened was, in 2012, I wrote a series of poems within my Many Musics poems, begun in 2006. A series of poems within that larger series called The Tangled Gate. 36 of them. I wrote them in 36 days in November and December of 2012. And they were a story that were... They comprised a story that was based on a mix of old Greek myths. The myth of the labyrinth, with Ariadne and Daedalus and Icarus and the beast, that myth, the Eleusinian mysteries, the sleep temples of Aeschylus. I think those are the three main ones. I wanted to see if I could, like I had in 98, when I wrote the Orpheus and Eurydice Making the Lyre poems, write a series of poems every day over the course of a defined period of time. That's a challenging thing to do. It's a challenging thing to write any poem well. It doesn't mean it's hard or impossible to do, but it's to do it well, you have to do it well. There's no cheating your way to it, really. Trying to write a series in that kind of timeline is an especial challenge. I did it in 98. I wanted to know if I could still do that kind of thing in 2012. And it's funny because I was writing approximately a year after Jim died, so I guess I've always associated all of that together. And he is portrayed in these poems briefly as the Traveling Troubadour. That became his name in them. Well then, now I had this beginning of a mythos, because unlike the Orpheus and Eurydice poems, I poured in a lot more of my own materials, ideas, and tropes and storylines. I mean, I used the basic story of the labyrinth myth, but bare bones, just guide wires, whatever one might say or call them. It was such an intense experience and such a good one that I didn't want to stop. And so eventually I decided to not stop. The poems of Many Musics became the poems of the Tangled Geek mythos, Mythopoeia, or they later called it. I started bringing in my other projects to it. As these projects were evolving as well, I brought in Bags in News, as I had revived it recently, and I brought in Labyrinthine, and I brought in The Creature Tale, and I brought in Dream Wraps, and I brought in the Hero's Adventures Kitty's Bootwagon story, which is only usually twice a year telling, but still, I decided it mattered. I wanted to be part of it. I wanted them all to connect. And they have interweaved for certain these six projects over the course of time. But what's funny is that I had this thing I wanted to accomplish. The Tanglegate poems end with, they end relatively good in the sense that the princess decides to keep the world and not let it die or end or whatever. But there were, in this story, these characters, in the original 36, most of them were not even named, honestly. But I began pursuing the story of these characters, the six brothers who traveled the world for the Tangled Geek to save the world. That kind of opened up a whole lot of things. I wrote many poems about each of the six, and I started exploring the back regions of what I had explored in the original 36. At some point, I kind of had done all I could do. I even rewrote the 36 poems, I think a year ago, maybe two, to reflect all of the storylines and things that had occurred in all the previous years. I rewrote them. They were different, and in some ways they were the same. I just wanted to see what would happen if I did that. But then I got to the point where, okay, I've explored all this backstory and the world around it and things related to it near and far, as thoroughly as I felt I could in terms of inspiration to do it. And I wanted to do something new, which is I wanted to find out what happened to the six brothers, because all these poems I was writing since were not beyond the end of the 36 poems, pretty much, for the most part. I began trying to figure out, well, how do I bring them back? How do I figure out what happened to them? What story is there to tell that is later than what was told? And this was a challenge that it took me a long time to sort through, and I made a false start of new poems in the summer of 2020. It just didn't work, wasn't ready, didn't have the idea in grasp. I wrote some things that were later useful bits and pieces, but they weren't, the whole thing wasn't fully realized. It was just like a desire to do it without enough of a plan or coherent forward momentum to really make it work. And so, what I did was I took a left turn last fall, and I decided to tell, I wanted to tell some more origins of the Tanglegate world stories. I wanted to tell us more about the creatures, and I wanted to explore a character called Gatekeeper, who had been in Labyrinthine for many years, never showed up in many musics. I decided that's what I wanted to do. I felt like I'd lost my edge for my poems. I was trying to write them half looking, or write them sideways, or lean on what I'd already written too much. It was just not sufficient. It wasn't good. I didn't like it. But the Gatekeeper poems, I worked the hell out of them, and they were good. They were good. They were good. I felt like I had something back, and I tied them to the brothers. And then I began tying other of my projects to the brothers. I began tying The Creature Tale, Bags of News. I mean, I began thinking toward it, sometimes doing it, and sometimes just thinking toward it. And finally I realized I have six projects, I have six brothers. I'll assign a brother to each project. And the first thing that'll happen is discovering what became of them after they were last seen. They were all tossed far from one another, pretty much. And what became of them is the question. And they're not only tossed far, but their memories are wiped, lost. They don't remember all the things that happened. And so they have to remember some things, which is a constant recurring theme in all the stories, all the poems. And then remembering some things, they decide they need to get back together, need to find each other. They feel compelled to do so. Like their time of being together is not done. And I introduced a gatekeeper narrative into it, in which he has a thing he's been doing all these years, just trying to free his homeland. It's very complicated, I won't go into it now, but it becomes tied to this brother's narrative. And the wobble, which is something that is a interesting wild card in it all, becomes tied in, and the Buff Leisure to Vega Festival becomes tied in. Other things. But once I had the basic idea, it was a matter of doing it. It was a matter of doing it. And slowly but surely, my notebooks are filled with tables and lists and, you know, rough draft notes and rough draft lines. But the bottom line is that they're now all underway. All of them, all six. And I've reached a point where I've gotten them all underway. And that was a big deal. And now I have to move the six stories along further. And so that's where I'm at. And I've been stalled out by finishing Seneca 118. Which is taking a long time. I'm still burning the remaining, I think I have 4 or 5 discs left. It's pretty close to the nub. I've been stalled, I've been delaying, I've been wasting time, and I just feel like no more. And so today, since I didn't go walking at lunch, since I had meetings and things, I decided to go now, get a good walk, get my energy up, get this volume underway, and get along with it. So I'm going to go up to the attic, study just my notebooks, maybe this volume, I don't know. I haven't brought this up here yet, but I think it may be something I do. And get this thing happening. I'm continuing. It's kind of stalled a little bit. It doesn't stall completely because when I do my radio show on Saturdays, I had another Dreamwalker / Dream Reps piece, and Monday through Thursday at the Creature Tale telling. So even when I'm not doing the others, I'm doing this, but I'm not doing them all, and I really feel like I should be doing them all, because this is a nice sweet spot between, I feel less cynical, and crumbs of it finishing up, and really having to think about the next one, and the Burning Man books, and other stuff. It's like, if not February, then when? So, this is part of that, and it's exciting. Requires attention and look and craft, art, not in that order. All of those matter and all those are important. And getting this walk in makes me feel good because I need to do this and I need to keep doing this whether at noon or now. I think doing it every day is a good thing. Gets me back. I wasn't even doing anything for the longest time, and I was getting like a couple thousand steps a day, which isn't really going to accomplish much. It's losing my momentum. Well, I'm grabbing it back. And that's what I have to say as this line is underway. I'll try to get back home, and that is pretty much that. More later. Still February 9th, 2022, 7:55 p.m. Bungalow C, attic study, work table, Milkhurst, Massachusetts. I've been up here for about 3.5 hours. Written 6 pages of Labyrinthine, listened to Fats Waller, Future Sound of London, and the Kronos Quartet for the next radio weekend. All good stuff. Last of the Seneca 118 discs are burned, so that's good. And I just thought I would cross the line and record in this attic. I suspect I will record many more times in it, but there had to be a first time. I'd like to maybe record some of the Dreamland Jazz Station on the attic radio sometime, and other things too. But I thought just a little piece here. It is really good to get back to Labyrinthine. It had been a month and a half since any new pages, but I feel now I'm further along. I felt that way 6 weeks ago, and then nothing happened, so that's not good, but now I'm further along. And now to go down and watch Expanse and eat dinner, and then the Winter Olympics highlights or whatever's on the TV for the evening time broadcast, and then up for the Creature Tale and bed. I like having this part of the Voice Journal project back active again. Good, and all the years I've lived here with Cassie, almost 9 years, didn't have this. I had the other one, fine, all good, but this one was lacking, this side of the project, and now it's going to. So, fun and exciting. Neat. I think that sums it up. More later.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
36 no need to cry. There will be peace this year.
Пане спікер, пане прем'єр-міністре, члени уряду, парламенту, лорди, леді та джентльмени, я звертаюся до усіх людей Сполученого Королівства, до усіх людей Великої Британії, великого народу, великої історії. Я звертаюся до вас як громадянин, як президент, але теж великої країни, з великою мрією і великою боротьбою. Я хочу розказати вам про наші 13 днів. 13 днів війни, міцної війни, яку ми не розпочинали і не хотіли, але ведемо, тому що не хочемо втратити те, що в нас є, те, що наше. Україну, так само, як ви не хотіли втратити свій острів, коли нацисти готувалися розпочати битву за вашу велику державу, битву за Британію. Бути чи не бути, ви добре знаєте, це шекспірівське питання. 13 днів тому це питання ще могло прозвучати про Україну. Але зараз вже ні. Очевидно, що бути, звичайно, вашою допомогою. Допомогою цивілізації. Цивілізації великих країн з підтримкою вашою, за яку ми вдячні і на яку ми дуже розраховуємо. І я окремо тобі вдячний, Борис. Ні, друже. Посилюйте санкції проти держави-терориста. Визнайте її нарешті державою-терориста. Знайдіть спосіб зробити безпечним наше українське небо. Зробіть те, що ви можете. Те, що ви повинні. До чого зобов'язує велич вашої держави і вашого народу. Слава великій Україні, слава Великій Британії. Дякую.
Пусти і забудь.